Welcome back to the podcast with the nostalgia. Today we're coming with another mini episode where we're just going to be talking about a few of projects that are maybe coming out that we feel like we want to see.
Yes sir.
We're your host Jarrell,
and I'm Jamil.
All right,
let's get it, man. Hey. So what you think about this outlook, man, this year? How you think it's gonna look?
The future is not bright as far as any year when it comes to movies now. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Oh, right. Yeah, you ain't been excited for a little while.
I haven't been excited, yeah, for a good minute. But I will say last year was like one of the first years in a long time that I had like multiple films that I was looking forward to see. Now, They all kind of failed. I'm just going to say that. They all disappointed. Maybe one was good, but we figured we might as well just, you know, throw it out there. Any projects that you kind of had your eye on, any trailers that you wanted to speak on? Shoot, you want to start, man, or you want me to go into mine?
Yeah, I'll run through it, man. I got to say, too, though, last year, for me, as far as movies, man, I got to say, it was probably I watched the least amount of movies I think I ever had last year. You know, I mean, I was mostly watching TV shows and things like that, but I got to say, man, this year, I think it's going to be some good ones, you know, so... For me, I think the top one that stood out that I've seen so far, or seen the trailer of so far, I think it comes out next week, within the next couple weeks, is The Cocaine Bear. I saw that, and I heard about this story a while ago, you know, because it's based off a true story. You know, I think the year was in like 1985 in Georgia, and basically... I mean, this scenario in general was just crazy within itself. But some smuggled cocaine fell from a plane and a bear got into it. You know, and one thing I didn't know, and I'm spoiler alert for anybody listening that doesn't know the full true story, you can go ahead and cut it down for about 5 seconds real quick. One thing I didn't know was the bear OD'd on the cocaine, you know, as part of the true story, and the bear didn't actually kill anybody. But I think the element they added to this, man, making it a dark comedy, and from the cast I've seen, I was like, man, it looked dope, looks like a fun film. I'm not saying it's gonna be the most hilarious, but I think it's just gonna be one of those like fun rides of a film to watch. So that's definitely the first one on my list.
Well, congratulations on ruining that movie. But secondly,
well, I gave the spoiler, but if you talk, so you didn't hear about this story? You never heard about this story?
I mean, I heard it was a true story. I didn't hear the ending of the true story.
That's the thing, though. I don't know if they're sticking to everything, because like I said, in the trailer, if you've seen the trailer, it shows the bears killing people, right? But in real life, they said nobody actually died from the bear. So, like I said, I see that they're adding things to the true story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to take that aspect away. You know, if not, I mean, the story's out there. I mean, it's been out. So.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I'm going to be honest. This wasn't a movie that I was going to watch anyways. I mean, I respect, you know, that's something that caught your eye. You know, I believe they got some recognizable faces in there. You know, Ray Liotta, I believe he's in the movie.
Yeah, he passed away last year, right?
Yeah, he did.
Sometime last year.
And, you know, you got Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
In
there, among other people that I don't know. but... The point is, yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's going to be some CGI crazy mess. Like, I'm really expecting this to be dumb. Like, at some point, it turned into, like, Kangaroo Jack or something, and the bear starts rapping. Yeah, that's what I feel like is going to happen.
Kangaroo, I don't see it turning into that. I mean, Kangaroo Jack, that was borderline for little kids, you know. I mean,
I
think this is more like this is going to be a little more raunchy, you know.
It can still be raunchy and dumb. It can still be raunchy and dumb. I got a feeling.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a fun ride, man, you know. I think it's going to be one of those fun films, man, where you just turn your mind off and just enjoy the film for what it is.
I don't know. Possibly.
It's getting some good buzz, though. I will say that. Definitely getting some good buzz.
Okay, well, let me go into one of the films that I'm looking forward to watching. And it actually already came out. I think it came out like 2 weeks ago. I just haven't been able to get to it yet. Yeah, I think it's still in theaters. But have you heard of A Knock at the Cabin?
Yeah, that's the one with Batista, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that preview. I did see that preview.
Yeah, man. I mean, the trailer, you know, it kind of pulled me in. I said, hey, I want to know what's going to go down here. It looked a little sinister. They left out in the second trailer, I felt like they added a little too much in there, like some stuff they shouldn't have shown. That's one problem that many people, you know, complain about when it comes to trailers. They're like, don't show too much. Don't show the whole movie in the trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where it's like, well, there's no real point of me even going to go see it. But, you know, the second trailer, I was a little disappointed, but still, I do have interest in seeing this movie. And, hey, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, it could be hit or miss. I don't know the last good one. I don't know. What's the last good one?
Wasn't his last? Well, I don't know if it was good. I didn't see it, but wasn't his last film that old movie? It was called Old.
Oh, I didn't even
saw the trailer.
I didn't even watch that. I know what you're talking about, but
yeah, I think that was his last film. But I didn't even really look it up to see if it got good reviews or not.
I'm not sure, but. You know, as far as A Knock at the Cabin, I'm just going to read, I was going to read the synopsis. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get into that. It says, while vacationing at a remote cabin in the woods, a young girl and her parents are taken hostage by four armed strangers who demand they make an unthinkable choice to avert the apocalypse. Confused, scared, and with limited access to the outside world, the family must decide what they believe before all is lost. So yeah, they gotta, you know, clearly it's about to be a Sophie's Choice type of thing going on here. You know, if anybody's seen that movie. I'm interested, man. I'm interested. That's one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. I don't think we've seen the horror type films, I think, like The Strangers and things like that, where people, they break into the house, you know, and the people have to defend the home. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've ever seen that idea surrounded around the apocalypse at the same time. So that will be kind of interesting to see where they take that.
Right.
All right, let me get into my next one, man. I don't know if you've seen this trailer. This was actually... I've been hearing about this for a little while. I feel like I've been hearing about they were going to make this for a while, and I just saw not that long ago that it is coming out in April. The Super Mario Brothers movie, man. You seen that trailer?
Hey, we right on point right now, man. That was my second one. That was my next one.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, and I got to say, the main thing that stood out to me, and I'm pretty sure you saw the same thing, is the cast that they got voicing these characters. I mean, it's a pretty knockout cast they got. You know, they got Chris Pratt, they got Jack Black. I haven't seen him in anything in a while. Your boy Charlie Day. They got Seth Rogen, and I saw they have Keegan-Michael Key as well. So this is interesting, man. And I mean, Super Mario Brothers will always have a special place in my heart. I'm sure yours too. I mean, I remember back in the day playing Super Smash Brothers all the time on Nintendo, you know, and Mario Kart. So it's just one of them things that I feel like no matter how old I get, that's something that I'll definitely be interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an iconic game. I'm going to be real. I did not even check the cast. All I knew of was Chris Pratt. So as I'm looking at it, yeah, I'm a little surprised. I did not think Jack Black was Bowser. I did not think that was him. So that's interesting. Keegan-Michael Key, man, he got an interesting voice. That's, you know, he did his thing in Toy Story or whatever for. So, yeah, I think he'll bring something pretty good to Toad. Charlie Day, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, man, this should be interesting. Man, this is one of the trailers I wanted to pull. I wasn't able to pull it in time. But, so you did watch that trailer with the rap at the beginning?
Yeah.
As the commercial, I was like, hey. Firstly, I thought that was something new that they did, but apparently that actually came from the television show back, I don't know, in the 80s, I guess. Which makes sense because it was you know, old school rap.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently that's actually from the show, from the TV show that they had back then. I was like, okay, I was feeling that. I like how they started it as like a commercial, the trailer.
Right.
That was cool.
That helped draw people in a little bit more.
So yeah, we on point on that one. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that one. You know, as far as these game adaptation movies and stuff like that, I think they've been doing a little better, man. I think they've been doing a little better. People have been kind of bringing it back. I mean, I don't know if you saw like the Sonics or whatever, you know, over the past couple of years.
I haven't seen it, but I heard they were pretty decent.
It was decent. I didn't love it. Like, it was a top, you know. I mean, it's more for the kids, of course, but still, you know, it was okay. And then they had like you know, some years ago, I think they had like the Detective Pikachu or whatever. I might have watched that. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't really even remember. But yeah, they're trying to bring some of these things back, so I expect this to be better than the Sonic. If it's better than Sonic, I'll say it was good.
Right.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Now, moving on to my next pick. It's a movie called Luther, The Fallen Son. I don't know if you heard of this.
Is that based off that show? Is it right?
He just
Elba, right?
Yeah. Now, did you ever watch the show?
Nah, I never got into it.
Oh man, hey, I'm really talking off of just what I remember feeling from it, because I don't remember nothing from the show. But I do remember, you know, what it left me feeling. I was like, hey, this is a decent show. I remember watching it like, hey, this is really good. So that's all I'm going off of, that I just remember that feeling like, hey, this is a really good show. Now, that was years ago when I watched it. I feel like I watched the thing like 10 years ago. But so, yeah, I'm going to be checking that out. Idris Elba, he's still doing his thing.
He in the top tier as far as actors, as far as, you know, today's time.
Yeah, I guess. But that's just one that caught my eye that I'm mildly interested in. You know what I'm saying? If I gotta pick some, you know, this is gonna be in the list, in the sea of bad movies that are coming out.
Oh, so you think it might be bad? Like, think it might turn out to be bad?
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, like, if I gotta pick something out of all the crap that's out there.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, these are the ones that at least made me say, all right, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is towards the bottom of my interest list, but still.
Right. All right. Well, my next one, man, I don't know. I actually saw this during the Super Bowl. I think they had dropped this trailer. called Air. I mean, I don't know if you did you see that trailer or did you notice that trailer?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see that. You know, see how the second greatest player in NBA history. You know, just a loosely based true story on, you know, how Nike, they went on a quest to land MJ. You know, and I think from there, I mean, it was pretty much game over. Once they got MJ, you know, I mean, we know the history and we know what happened after that. So, and it's directed by Ben Affleck, and I feel like he has a pretty good track record, you know, as far as not just his acting, but his directing skills as well. So, so yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see that, you know, to see that story get told and, you know, see how they do it.
Yeah. Jordan may be the GOAT, but I am definitely not interested in this story whatsoever.
Like, wow, I wasn't expecting you. I mean, much as you love Jordan, man, I thought you would want to see this one.
No. I mean, firstly, I don't have, you said as much as I love Jordan, I don't have that much love for Jordan. I mean, I just believe he's the GOAT. But the point is, yeah, this story just is not interesting to me. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, what is this going to be like, the Wolf of Wall Street? You know, is it going to be along those lines? Like, oh, it's going to be some cutthroat business tactics or something going on? And
I'm sure I'll be part of it.
I don't know. But, you know, hey, this picture interest, that's fine, you know. It's your pick, so that's cool.
But yeah,
I
sure.
I just couldn't gravitate to it. But as far as my last pick, man, yeah, I only have four. I'm going Here. We talked about this movie like maybe a year or two ago when we first heard about it. And I think it may have just landed. It may have just came out or is about to come out. One or the other. Winnie the Pooh, man. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
The Blood and Honey. The horror version of Winnie the Pooh. I want to see that, and it's definitely in one of my categories for, I'm hoping that it turns out to be like one of the worst. It has the potential. It has the potential to be just
one of those, it's crazy. So bad, it's
beautiful. Yeah, it definitely has the potential. When you look at the mask and stuff like that, it looks crazy.
Right. The wildest thing about it, when I first saw the little, I don't even know if it was a trailer. I saw something on it. It might have just been an article. When I saw it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was fake. You know, and then it comes out that, you know, they're actually making it, and it's literally around the corner now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it. It says that the release date was February 15th. But I don't know. Maybe that was just in some select theaters. I don't know. I don't think I definitely don't think it's getting like this wide release. Like you go to your theater right now and it's playing. I don't think it's that type of movie. But but just to, you know, if nobody's ever heard of this movie yet, just to read the synopsis real quick, it says, now feral and bloodthirsty, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet terrorize Christopher Robin and a group of young women at a remote house. So obviously this is like it's a slasher film. This is like a Jason or a, you know, an 80s.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, an 80s slasher where teens are coming to some, I don't know, a campground or whatever, where they're saying it's a remote house. So, they getting their vacation on, and I guess they're going to discover, I guess Christopher Robin is coming back to his childhood home. That's got to be what they're saying here.
Yeah. Or probably he abandoned Winnie the Pooh or something like that and turned into a killing monster or something.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see it, man. I'm interested to see how that's going to turn. And those are my picks.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably end up checking that out as well. But I do I'm leaning towards it's probably gonna be bad. I'm pretty sure, but I just got a couple more. I'm gonna run through these real quick. Well, I got three, but I'll run through them really fast. Wonka, which comes out in December. I'm just interested to see how they're gonna take that story. I don't know. I hope they go with like a dark version of it, because I want to see it that way. Because, you know, a lot of people don't really realize that it's really a dark story, you know, and Wonka really isn't a good guy, you know, when you dig deep into the story. So I think it would be interesting if they tell it from that dark side of the story, but I don't know. It might end up being a children's version. If that's the case, then I probably won't be interested. So I'll be on the lookout for that. The Flash, man, you know, I got to throw in some superhero love. You know, in the upcoming films, man, The Flash, they've been talking about giving The Flash a movie for a while. They had a TV show. And the most interesting thing to me about this is they got Michael Keaton coming back as Batman, or at least he has a short cameo in the film as Batman. We know he played Batman back in the, I think, the late 80s or the early 90s.
What is he going to do? So, he's just going to come back and wink in the camera?
In the preview, they had him like, he was a full shot, and he—I think he was jumping down from a building or something like that. I can't really remember, but yeah, I don't know if he's gonna be fully in the movie or it's just gonna be a few scenes that he might have. But it just piqued my interest. Like I said, it's that, you know me, man. You know I love superhero films, and I had a feeling you probably didn't have any on your list, but for me, I just had to show some love to one. And lastly, you just got to hear me out on this. Fast X. Fast 10, man.
I knew that was going to be one of your picks.
You got to hear me out as to why. All right, it's not because I think it's going to be good, but more so I want to see where they are. First off, it's supposed to be the final one, and I haven't seen probably the last three, I would say. So I just want to jump into this movie blindly just to see where they are as far as driving the cars. I heard they've been to space and all that stuff. So I just want to see how they ended off. I started it. I got to finish it, even though I skipped some. So that's my list. That's what I got.
I just want them to go full crazy with it. Just full on crazy. Like, I mean, you already done did too much with this thing. Okay. I just want y'all to end up like in a cartoon Mario Kart world or something like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just go crazy with it. Just do your thing. Like, you go out with a bang.
It might as well at this point.
If you're saying it's your last movie, let it be your last and just go crazy. I might watch this. If you're saying that this is this is the last one, I may watch this.
Right.
I want turbo boost and on every button.
What I'm saying, though. Just imagine going from the last one you saw was Too Fast, Too Furious, and you skip all the way to the very last one and see all the changes and where they might be.
Yeah, because that's pretty much where. That's pretty much where I'm at. I haven't, you know, I don't have no knowledge except for maybe the first two, and then after that, yeah, I literally don't have nothing that I don't know what has gone on in this world, so I want it to be just insane. So I might check that out. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the angle I'm coming at it with, you know. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that's pretty much all mine, man. You had a good list, you know. I had a good list. I think we'll probably revisit this down the line after we do watch these films and give our reviews on these. You know, how we felt about them.
Right. And, you know, yeah, we'll probably do this a couple more times, you know, just as films are presented to us or trailers or whatever, you know, anything that comes to your mind. I mean, again, this could be a weekly thing, but just whatever comes to mind.
And we're also going to be talking about TV shows here and there as well for you guys. So be on the lookout for that as well.
No doubt, no doubt. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close it out. Fast 10. That's it.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. All right. Peace.